And we are told in the book of Genesis, the Bereshith, thus the heavens, Shemayim, and the earth, the Eretz, and all their armies came to completion. And by the seventh day, God came to the completion of his work that he had made, and he proceeded to rest on the seventh day from all his work. God proceeded to bless the seventh day and to make it sacred, because on it he has been resting from all his work that he, God, had created. The very tree desirable to one's sight and good for food, and also the tree of life, the Etz Chaim, in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge, the Da'at. Thus, there were two trees, the higher tree and the human tree.
And now we are aware of our higher birthright as caretakers and caregivers in the midst of the garden of creation. We are blessed as we witness the myriad trees of life that the divine and the heavenly host, the Tzaviot HaShemayim, have established for all living forms of creation. And in the midst of the garden, we see that central tree, which is the tree of life. And the cherubim have dropped their swords, and they beckon us to come forward. And we embrace it. And wisdom begins to pour forth abundantly to us. We experience it, and we feel the infinite that is also now within us. And all the plants in the garden come near to us as we can now share with them the wisdom and knowledge, the spirit of eternity that is now encompassing our being. We are now ready also to pass through the thresholds and enter the house of many mansions. We are the restored Adams and Eves. Now there is no longer any limitations, as the tree of knowledge has become also the tree of wisdom and compassion. All life is joyous, and we hear the singing of praises, the hallelujahs in the garden, which is beautiful, almost indescribable, as it is full of brilliant rainbow colors, and with this light, all life grows to their fullest potential in the power of the Holy Spirit, which is within us all.
O Divine Eternal One, before the Ark of the Covenant, we have come once again. We have come to rejoice in the Garden of Creation with the higher tree of life. And we have come once again as children of Adam and Eve to sing of thy holiness, to sing with the voices of the plants in the Garden of Creation. And thus we come to create and to use your holy name on earth, O Hashem, on your earth, O Eretz, as the global soundscape, the global field of resonance that goes around Mother Earth. The sound and voice that sets the captives free, the voice of the glorious tree, and the voice of that eternal sound in the Gan Eden, the Garden of Life. O global Pentecost of glory, O Yod-Heh Vod-Heh, O glorious God of all fatherhoods, we are before you. You who are the gardener of all gardeners of creation. And we place our ears to the trees and the plants, and they sing and talk to us as your sons and daughters. We see your glorious creation, O Yod-Heh-Vod-Heh, and let this tongue now proclaim that these little plants may hear the song of life once again. Restore, O God, upon the earth a new life. A new garden with the sounds of brothers and sisters, sons and daughters, and plants alike, who can dance once again with the coming of the angelic ones. And with these words and sounds, we begin to see the mountains of the world in color and sound, the mountains of the Andes, the mountains of the great Tetons, the mountains of the Himalayas, throughout Mother Earth, we see the glorious gardens of life come alive, that you, O God, are restoring, that you, O Father of all fatherhoods, are preparing for the coming of the light that shall not pass away. To you we sing, and the garden of creation comes alive, for we are your Adams and your Eves. We are your family of eternity.